Mike Huckabee may have won over much of Iowa, but there's still no clear frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination. That's evident in New Hampshire, where polls show John McCain just a few points ahead of Mitt Romney, and where Mr. Huckabee is competing for number three with Rudy Giuliani. And NPR's Audie Cornish reports on how the Republican race is shaping up.
Each of the current frontrunners in the New Hampshire primary race faces what may be his make-or-break moment in this campaign. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is working to prove his Iowa win was not a fluke born of special appeal to evangelical voters.
You know, I've not lived here. I've not perhaps run for office here before. I've not spent gazillions of dollars. All I got to do is just let my wife tell you I'm a wonderful person and maybe you'll believe me. I don't know.
And after spending millions in Iowa only to come in second to Mike Huckabee, former Governor Mitt Romney was downplaying his so-called silver medal finish.
The message I got out of Iowa was that people in Iowa said they want change. The two Washington insiders, John McCain and Hillary Clinton, both lost. John McCain by a lot. And I look at that and say, what you're seeing from the people of Iowa is they want someone from outside Washington to come in and change things in Washington. And that's right up my alley.
In his pursuit of a rebound, right now Romney finds John McCain his chief obstacle. In web and TV ads this week, Romney's playing up every and any doubt voters could have about the Arizona senator.
But McCain is not as conservative as Romney.
He opposed the Bush tax cuts twice.
His campaign finance law limits free speech.
He pushed a plan to keep illegal immigrants here permanently.
And for his part, McCain, too, needs a first-place finish here to recapture the magic of 2000, imploring the voters who once handed him a win here then to give him another chance. And as he does that, he warns them of the negative ads to come, ads that try to alienate the hawkish fiscal conservatives McCain has been targeting here of late.
My friends, I'm a proud Republican. I'm a proud Ronald Reagan Republican. I'm a Theodore Roosevelt Republican. I am a proud conservative. But we Republicans betrayed our base when we let spending get completely out of control.
McCain knows a poor showing in Iowa does not eliminate him here. Most voters here insist Iowa won't dictate their choices. For instance, when it comes to Huckabee, Josh Roby of Hollis has his doubts.
We just got back from visiting the middle of the country, and it's an interesting place to visit, but it's different than it is here, certainly in the Northeast. And he's just, frankly, a little too Christian right wing, I think, for most of the people around here.
This show of disregard for the Iowa results could be good news for another former frontrunner, New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He did little in Iowa and finished sixth there, preferring to focus on mega states that will vote later. But this week he has returned from campaigning in Florida and elsewhere to make a late bid for a good showing in New Hampshire. If New Hampshire doesn't care what's gone before, Giuliani should start with a blank slate here, making him yet another Republican hopeful whose hopes may rise or fall on this Tuesday's vote. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Manchester.